that fate, a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found.
A blessed good morning to you in the wonderful name of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to stay tuned for the next 15 minutes to the Triumph of His Grace broadcast, sponsored by the Grace Bible Churches. We shall be giving you some more information about our churches towards the end of the program. However, we trust that our program will give you enlightenment concerning the truth of God's Word and encouragement to do His blessed will for your lives.
Good morning, radio listeners. I am Roger Paul, pastor of the Grace Bible Church in Deacons Road, St. Michael. It is once again our pleasure to bring to you the Word of God. We trust that the studies in the book of James would have been a help to you and an encouragement in your life. As Pastor Carl Natrum from the Grace Bible Church in Paddock Road, Dalkeith, comes again this morning, we trust you allow the Word of God to speak to you.
Thank you, Pastor. A blessed good day to every one of you. It's a privilege to be able to share with you from the Word of the Lord. We trust that you're able to follow along with us as we go through the book of James. The book of James is a book of practical Christian living. It is written to the believer. And the warnings given in the book of James are given to the believer. The exhortations are given to those who profess to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And so we must take everything that is given to us in context of that thought, that God is writing to His children how He wants them to live. We come to chapter 2. We have an interesting passage before us. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. It deals with the matter of partiality, and it warns us and it exhorts us against partiality towards a particular group of people, in this case, towards the poor. It tells us, for if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring in goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth, and this is a strange word to use these days, this translation, and we have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and the word gay means nice clothing.
We do apologize for that short break in transmission. We now return to Triumph of His Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now
a blessed good morning to you in the wonderful name of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to stay tuned for the next 15 minutes to the Triumph of His Grace broadcast, sponsored by the Grace Bible Churches. We shall be giving you some more information about our churches towards the end of the program. However, we trust that our program will give you enlightenment concerning the truth of God's Word and encouragement to do His blessed will for your lives.
Good morning, radio listeners. I am Roger Paul, pastor of the Grace Bible Church in Deacons Road, St. Michael. It is once again our pleasure to bring to you the Word of God. We trust that the studies in the book of James would have been a help to you and an encouragement in your life. As Pastor Carl Natrum from the Grace Bible Church in Paddock Road, Dalkeith, comes again this morning, we trust you allow the Word of God to speak to you.
Thank you, Pastor. A blessed good day to every one of you. It's a privilege to be able to share with you from the Word of the Lord. We trust that you're able to follow along with us as we go through the book of James. The book of James is a book of practical Christian living. It is written to the believer, and the warnings given in the book of James are given to the believer. The exhortations are given to those who profess to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And so we must take everything that is given to us in context of that thought, that God is writing to His children how He wants them to live. We come to chapter 2. We have an interesting passage before us. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. It deals with the matter of partiality, and it warns us and it exhorts us against partiality towards a particular group of people, in this case towards the poor. It tells us, for if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring in goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth, and this is a strange word to use these days in this translation, and we have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and the word gay means nice clothing, expensive clothing, and say unto him, sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not the word God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he hath promised to them that love him? But he hath despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by which ye are called? And so we have this warning given. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus, the Lord of glory, with respect to persons. So, as I said early on, he is addressing people that say they are born again, that they are Christians. My brethren, to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have to be born again. That is, when you're born again, you become part of the family of God. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. And so, you become a child of God, spiritually speaking, when you are born again, spiritually speaking. When you have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are a child of God then. There is this philosophy that all of us are the children of God and God is our Father. It is when you are born again, you become the child of God, when you have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And so James says, my brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. It is interesting that he writes this to believers because he's implying, indicating that there are some Christians who are partial, who discriminate, who are biased, yea, who are prejudiced. And he's saying, this is not good. This is sin. And he goes on and gives an example of this particular thought he has in mind. And he tells us, if there comes somebody in your church, the word assembly could be synagogue or the place of meeting, the church, the house of God, and there come anyone with you with a gold ring. The words really mean gold-fingered, somebody with a very nice big ring on their finger, one that has a badge of honor and nobility on it. So you figure that this is somebody of high up in society, somebody that is rich. And when he comes into your assembly, you tell him them in there, oh, sit thou in thou good place. You show him up, you get the ushers, and you usher him to a very good, nice seat. Whereas, if an ordinary person comes in church and say to the poor, stand thou there or sit here under my footstool. So somebody else comes in church, and you just stand by the door, and you point them to a seat, or just let them choose a seat. Or maybe, if they're going to sit up in the front with all the big shots, as you think they are, you say, oh no, you put them somewhere else. He says there, that's partiality. Are you not then partial in yourselves, and you have become judges of evil thoughts? Now he speaks of the poor here. And then he tells us in verse 5, hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom? Now, There is in the society of Christianity, unfortunately, in some of them, there is a lot of partiality shown, prejudice even, and strong biases shown. Sometimes there are some churches where only certain people could sit. Actually, there are churches that have names of people for them to sit there. Now, it's different when you have something like a wedding or funeral, and we understand that. But when it comes to the general services of the church, there should be no seats reserved for anyone. And there should be no one, because of how they're dressed or anything like that, to have within Christianity for you to show partiality towards that person at all. My brethren, it is wrong, he's saying. This matter of the higher-ups and the lower-dungs, or the clergy and the laity, is not according to God's word. Oh, it says, my brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. The only person that should have glory in the church, and that should be the head of the church, is the Lord Jesus Christ. All of us otherwise are my brethren. All of us are Christians. We are saved by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are on the same level. Is the Lord of glory, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the one that is above all. And so the warning is given. Let us be careful within our churches, within Christianity, that we don't show that partiality. And today, many churches are like that, where the ordinary citizen, as it might be, or the poor man, the one who can't give very much, it might seem, where in some places they're treated with disdain, and those who are have a good job, or those who have money, or those who are somebody in society, they're the ones in the church that people play up to them and give them the high seats and the high places. James says this ought not so to be. The other thing that's mentioned here is that, hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith? We are in Christianity today, what we hear as referred to as the prosperity gospel. And dear friend, it is clear from the scriptures that such a thing is not according to God's word. That is far removed from God's word, where people will tell you that if you're poor, that you don't have faith. That if you're poor, that you're not serving God. That is so wrong, dear friend. Listen to the scriptures it is. Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith? And dear friend, there's a great difference in what people are saying today and what the God's word tells us. And many people are going after that because they are materialistically minded. They are minding the things of this world. Oh, we need to be like the man in Proverbs for sure. God, don't make me too rich because I might forget you and blaspheme your name. Or God, don't make me too poor that I might go and steal. Just give me what is sufficient for me. The Bible tells us that contentment with godliness is great gain. Listen, dear friend. We will see later on that if God has given you riches, that God has enabled you to get something, what you must do with it. Because you need to be careful, because riches corrupt people. Riches steal God people away from God. And many people are going after riches. And they're going to churches today, if I dare call them churches, where riches is that which is preached. Be rich. Show that you are a child of God, that he owns a cattle on a thousand hills, and all these types of scripture. And those who don't have anything, they want to aspire to that. And they want, sometimes when they get something, to show, yes, God has given this to me, and want to show how great their faith is. The Bible teaches us concerning the poor. Now, there's no real virtue. The Bible doesn't teach that there's virtue in poverty. However, it doesn't teach that there's great faith because you have riches either. It tells us here that the people who are poor, the usually the people who have great faith. Hearken, my beloved brethren, have not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom? A lot of people want their kingdom right now, and that's why they believe in the prosperity gospel. They want to have their throne. They want to have their cake and their icing. They want to have all the big things in this life. Dear friend, go ahead and get them. I'll tell you this, though, you won't get them in heaven. The Bible talks about those who are poor but rich in faith are heirs of the kingdom which God promised to them that love Him. You make your choice today as far as what you want to be, whether you want to be rich in money or whether you want to be rich in faith. One lasts for just a time. The other lasts for eternity. The way you can get that is by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and serving Him in righteousness. Also, don't be partial towards the poor person or the rich person. You be fair to all, because that's what God wants us to be as believers. Father, we ask you to take this word and use it in the hearts of our hearers. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Friends, the Word of God gives us in a clear and practical way that which we need to live successfully. You've heard a word this morning. If you would like some help or assistance, we would like to help you. Would you please call us this morning at area code 246-427-1054. Again, that is area code 246-427-1054. Someone will be there to help you. Or join us at one of our services at the Grace Bible Church in Paddock Road, Dalkeith, this morning at 8:30. And again this evening for the evening worship service at 7:15. And there's a Grace Bible Church in Wellhouse in Phillip and the Grace Bible Church in Deacons Road, St. Michael. Both of our services begins at 9 o'clock this morning and again at 7:15 in the evening. And there's the Berean Bible Baptist Church at Six Men's Collerton, St. Peter. Service begins there this morning at 11 o'clock. And then again this evening, you can join us for our evening worship service at 6:30. Remember, Sunday school follows all of our morning services, and there's a class for everyone. We trust today, my friend, that you will make time for the one who made you, so that you